Lecture topic, death, a bridge to meet Allah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. What is the greatest gift which Allah has given us after Iman? What is the greatest gift? The greatest gift after Iman is death. The greatest gift is death. Because what is your greatest desire? Everyone got desires of all kinds. What is your greatest desire? This one Hazurji told us in the Majlis. Aapke sabse zyada khwahish kya hai? What is your actual desire? The actual desire of everyone is our Creator. To see our Creator. And that Creator, you can only see Him when you leave this world. Without you leaving this world, you cannot see your desire, to meet your desire. That's why they say, there are five Eids. There are five Eids. Every day of yours passes by without committing one sin is an Eid. You can pray, do whatever you want, but every day passes by without committing a sin is one Eid. That you must be shukr to Allah. Oh Allah, today. That's why they call Hasibu Qabla Yuhasab. Take account of yourself before you being accounted. Every night, a person who's taken the road to Allah Ta'ala will sit for these 5-10 minutes and take account of himself. That is his duty. That the good things that he was doing, Ya Allah, I thank you so much for it. And if Allah forbid, if you did something wrong, you make tawbah, istighfar. Allah forgive me. The second Eid is to die with Iman. And no one knows he passed away with Iman. That's why you cannot look down at anyone. You may see the person in that condition, maybe in a very serious condition, is passing away. You may think it's a bad death, all the time the best death. Because at that time you'll be very scared of, Ya Allah, I did so much wrong, please forgive me. So there's a second Eid that you have. The third Eid is that Aqabar. When you pass the test there, when the Faristas question you, and there you answer those things happily, all the answers, questions, that's your Eid for you. Because after I tell you, sleep like a bride of the first night. Actually, the Faristas give you this dua, the three wakers. Look at how they welcome you. Second. The third Eid is the time when you come out of the thing and pass your pulsirat without reckoning. That's your Eid. Because you must know one thing, once you come on the pulsirat, the womb of that lightning is something Allah wants to do. Then the fifth Eid is you enter Jannat and see Allah, which we all want to see Allah. Who do not want to see his creation? You're reading namaz for who? You're reading everything for who? Are you doing for people? You sacrifice your early part of the morning is so cold. With all that you know, you open and take the bed and you come out. Your nafs tell you not going to wake up. You say, I'm going to wake up. Allah looks at that and he says to the Farista, look at the same. That these are my bandas who you're complaining about, who cause bloodshed. Look, today they're in the Bawin dying from. You don't know the value of tahajjud namaz. The tahajjud namaz is the time when no one besides you and Allah. And whatever you ask for, Allah gives you. Whatever you ask for. But He decides when to give you, that's Allah's time. We have to always remember that our dua is accepted. Don't ever have doubts in Allah. Have this thing that our dua is accepted. Now when He decides to give you, that is He decides, not our decision. He knows what is best for us. He'll give us when He's wanted. Many a time the person makes dua. He's asking for certain things. Allah does not give him at all. But the time comes when in Jannat, Allah Ta'ala will tell him, I made this dua for you, I gave you this, I gave you that. You made this dua, I kept it for you, yeah. Then you say, Ya Allah, how nice, you did not accept any of my duas. So the greatest Eid in the world, the greatest what desire is Didar Ilahi, to see Allah. Now it's obvious this much, if you are in this world, you cannot see Allah. But if you have the desire to feel that He is with you, and the different condition that come into you, open the Quran. Open the Quran and read the Quran. If a person reads the Quran in the way he's supposed to read, then every time he is reading Quran Sharif, you'll find the effect of the Quran is this, that is my word he's reading. You get the feeling that you're with Allah Ta'ala. I hope you understand. You can't see Allah. No one can see Allah. There's no picture to make of Allah. All that is not right. But you'll be surprised when you keep yourself away from sins and you engage yourself with Quran tilawat all the time. A condition will come into you that you feel Allah is with you. So that is the greatest thing. And remember, if Allah did not create death, then this whole world will be full of evil. No one will do good deeds. Full of evil. No one good deeds. So Allah created everything for a reason. So we must know first what is our destiny, where is our destination. In this world, our destination, as according to our action, shows that is the world. Is the world. Is not the hereafter. Yes, my Hazrat should say, you believe in the hereafter. You believe in punishment. You believe in everything. But not your action proves it. It's more important that your action must prove everything. That everything that you do will remind you of the hereafter. Your preparation for the hereafter, where is my destination? So that is something which Allah has made for us. And if you only know what is real death, then you will desire for death. You will desire for death. We are under the impression that death, when a person passes away, is put in one big hole and finish. That's what you and I feel about. But that is not a hole. There's another world there. And you'll be surprised if you kept Allah Ta'ala happy in this world. Then automatically in that world, when you pass away, you are thinking that you are alone there. You're not alone. You are meeting other people there too. Other ruh also meet everyone. That's how that person is, how this person is. And we tell it when they ask you how that person is, and you tell you know, he's finished, he's gone. You see, they feel very hurt. They really hurt that if they passed away the correct way, they should be with us. They're another place. Allah Mani Father. You don't know. So that is how that is, that is enjoyment each once. They meet each other and so much. So when Malakul Maut comes, Malakul Maut, because death is something we all fear for. We fear when death comes here. But the people of the world, the people who are the Kamilins, you know, who are real walis, they desire for death. There was one Buzruk. He knew he was going to pass away on Friday. He got ready, he put all iftar and waiting. He says, waiting that when the Malakul Maut come to fetch me. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, when he passed away, when his wife was passing away, his family is crying. He said, you crying? And he is so happy that he's going to go anytime. And he told him he's going anytime, what he said. He said, why are you all crying or so happy? He said, I'm happy because tomorrow I'm meeting Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba Ikram. Look the link they had. You have a link with someone. Our link is with, you know who? Our link with people who are not part of Islam. When will we create that link with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? That he is there, but you here. But they have so much love for him that every Mondays and Thursdays he hears about your good actions, how happy he gets. He has the desire to meet you and you have the desire to meet him too. Where's the desire for that? So this is what, when you have love for them, then you'll have love for death also. Because you love for death, then you love for Allah Ta'ala too. And you love Allah Ta'ala, then you want to do everything what Allah Ta'ala wants you to do. Everything that what you want to do, we want Allah Ta'ala, what He wants me to do, I want to do that. I don't want to do anything else besides. If I have to hurt someone, I don't mind, but I will not hurt Allah Ta'ala. Today we haven't got that. We haven't got that. We're doing everything, but we're trying to keep others happy. And that's not right. So when Malakul Maut comes to, at that time, you know Allah Ta'ala is so kind and so beneficent, merciful. The time when Malakul Maut comes to take your ruh to, one is Yameen on Shimal. The Farishta's Yameen is the ones that come with good. They come with good and they come with respect. How they come and respect if you got Iman in you? He actually comes and respects you. And they come not immediately to just take out, suddenly. They come in a far, from far, they're like, you know, they're shining like the sun and moon, the shining lights. That you must not get frightened or disturbed. Slowly it comes towards you. And when slowly they come towards you, then thereafter they speak to you quietly, nicely. That, oh, that soul that you kept yourself so pure. Just imagine. You kept your soul so pure. You kept your body so pure. Today we have come to take you. And that too, how much of, you know, respect. They take the ruh out too. In a manner this much that you say, you know, Allah Ta'ala says, you know, the way it is taken out, that the person does not even feel it too. He waits for it to go. He waits for it to go. How you come to know that? That the person, the time in the past, you read the kalima. Right? Like my husband, when he was passing away, he is putting his hat right, that Allah is looking at me. Today, people walk without hats, read namaz without hats. Yeah, he's putting his hat right. Allah is going to meet me now. And he's making the zikr of La ilaha illallah continuously. Tell me what's the meaning of that. Everyone who don't want to go with iman, but we have to learn to bring that iman in us, follow that. Who is that person who got the shock that I want to meet Allah Ta'ala? You know, we read every time in Munajat and Maqbool, oh Allah, give the shock to meet you. Where is the shock that you got? The shock must be there that you know, when you see that the Qabristan, when you see people going to Qabristan, when they put in that body, did have a desire, Ya Allah, let me go in there. They have a desire to go there. Where do you have the love for to go there? The love must be there to go in there. One is the desire for death because of some ailments, that is not right. Never desire for death because you cannot bear the pain or cannot bear any condition you cannot bear. Like one Sahabi, he was frightened in the jihad. While he's going on jihad, everyone, and he's killing everyone. And the Sahaba said, this fellow is a jannati. Rasulullah said, he's not a jannati. He's not a jannati. But yet he was fighting and killing everyone. But the reason he said not a jannati, because the way he was, I mean, he had all the arrows hitting him also, the wounds that he had, he could not bear the pain and he killed himself. So what I'm trying to say to you is The love for Allah Ta'ala must have in our hearts to meet Him. Then you know you got the love to meet Him, then you'll do those things with what He loves to see. You start doing those things. It will allow you to give you much. But the shock is not there. The shock is with you. You know, the encouragement that the Farishtas give you, merely just to come near to Allah Ta'ala, is something beyond. Only those people who underwent those conditions and see what happened to them. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like, you know, Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi, he looked around and he said, I want to say something. They all looked around, what's so important to say? Then he says, Alhamdulillah. If Malakul Maut come now, I'm ready to go. Happily, I'm ready to go. Now, they could speak like that, because their lives were like that. Our life is not like that at all. That's why I say we have belief in all these things. But our actions, no action at all. Actions is most important. Put your act right. Every one of us, it must be like this, you know. The condition of our condition must be like this. That if we have to, at any time, have any affair, any condition, anything in our lives, it must be according to the Sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, if you look at it very carefully, how much of love do we have for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That if we have to see something to be wrong, to be done, yet we participate in that instead of going against it. We don't have to fight with anyone, but do not participate. That comes to realize that you got more love for your family, more love for others, besides more than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if you have this particular meet Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala not be happy with me, then automatically you'll make sure that you'll not keep that person happy, but you explain to the person properly. So this is what appears. The condition can come only if we priority to Allah Ta'ala and Rasul. This condition to come to, the love for Allah Ta'ala. Then only you'll come to realize that how important it is that this going journey to Jannat and the next world can only come into one's life. He has to sacrifice. He sacrifice in every way. It's very easy to say, I want to get. No doubt it is not easy to say, I want to die. And remember one thing. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, in the hadith is mentioned, that desire for death, who he told that to the Yahudis. If you are saying that you are true, then why don't you have desire for death? Why don't you have desire for death? He told that to them. But we must never desire for death because of pain. You know, today I want to die today. I want to die. I can't take it anymore. We can't make that kind of statements. Hey, I can't bear it anymore. Oh, Allah, take me away now. These kind of statements are not supposed to make. Because these are statements that to show, Ya Allah, I cannot bear the pain. Whereas Allah given you this pain for a gain. And what a gain He gave to you that this man cannot read namaz. Without that too, I'm giving him reward because he's keeping quiet and making sabr. You have to make sabr in any condition you are in. So if you got a sickness, Allah forbid, I don't want anyone to get sick, yeah? But if a person gets very sick and he cannot even move to, but he must now say that, you know, I wish I died. I wish I died. Those kind of statements not supposed to make. We are supposed to make sabr on that thing. Okay, ya Allah, you know what is best for me. You know, or if some, your child sometimes troubles you, the mother say, you know, I wish you know it. I die is better. Like once, you know, one mother, the child troubling the mother so much, said, Ya Allah, take me away, take me away. When Malakul Maut came, take us, he said, no, don't take me, take my child away. So this is what we have to understand. We must be careful what we utter. Very important, once you utter certain things, like the mothers sometimes speak something out of turn to the children. Wrong things. They don't realize the time of acceptance that is. Many a time the mother says something to the child, not understanding by saying those things is accepted. And then you accept what happened now. What happened to my child? Like, you know, the mother sometimes, when a boy or girl, you must not get married anymore. You won't get anyone to marry you to. Now, they don't say it once, they say many times. Now, they're thinking, they may be not saying a bad intention, but not to utter these things, because the time of acceptance, we don't know. When the time of acceptance takes place, then they come to realize what mistake I made. So we have to be very careful what we say. But just to tell you, that is something that one has to wait, and he's going to die. That's why they say, you know, and when you go to sleep, mutu qabla an tamutu. Die before you, death takes place. What's the meaning of mutu qabla? In other, when you go to sleep, think that you passed away. Because you are going to pass away. No matter what it is, you're going to pass. Think you passed away, and think now for the whole day now, when you passed away, think for a moment what my actions are. Take account of your actions. And now you go in the qabr, and how Allah Ta'ala, the question will come from the farishtas questioning you. If you got all that to see whether you pass or not. If you not pass, the meaning of that, now put yourself right. Make tawbah istighfar. If a man every day does these things, it will soften his heart too. The love of Allah comes into his heart too. The love of Nabi Karim comes. And the hate for sins comes. I don't want to commit sins anymore. So death is something, is the greatest gift. The bridge between you and Allah. And the only way you can meet it is going to death. And a person, when he goes to qabr, and he answers all the questions, the farishtas give the glad tidings. You die, you lie down like the bride of the first night. And in Jannat also, Allah Ta'ala, what does God give you? Jannat is something else, my dear friends. We cannot talk of Jannat at all. The greatness of Allah. But the greatest thing is Didar Ilahi. To see Allah Ta'ala. So let us now do one thing in us, that we are going to die one day. What have you done for it? What have you done for it? Everyone talk of investment in this world. You got one investment lost, the whole world is lost in your head. You lost everything. The person loses investment in this world, is like Sakrat for him. You know, whether Allah can give him again. But that investment you lost everything. Prepare the investment for the hereafter. And our investment there will help you. Otherwise, not going to be like this. That you know it happens, then Rasulullah s.a.w. told the Sahaba Ikram, do you know who is the pauper? The Sahaba said, yeah, who is the pauper? Got no money. He said, I'm not saying money. It's not money there. Money don't count there. Dollars don't count there. Rent don't count there. He said, good deeds. Good deeds. Appreciate what good deeds you do. And do as much as possible. And always, your intention must be put right. Oh Allah, I'm doing only for your sake and no one else. Inshallah, that barakat you see, whatever you're talking tonight, you see, the barakat you see when you leave this world. See, when anything cash you get, very quickly you did. This is not cash, but for the hereafter. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala must give us the barakat of death, dying with iman, kamil iman. Kamil iman, the most important. Everyone can die. But kamil iman means without reckoning. One is a person get punished and then go to Jannat. Oh Allah, keep us away from that. He'll go to Jannat, but one thing he's going to keep away, he gets punished. And one is Allah Ta'ala say, I've given you without reckoning to Jannat. And even if you have to, if we don't ask for reckoning, but if you have to do reckoning, Allah make it, Allahumma hasibna hisaba yaseera. Make it easy for us. And let us give our namen amal in our right hand. And give us opportunity that we love Nabi Karim from that on the day of Qiyam, that in his kawthar, Allah must give the water from his Mubarak hand. Must give it. That all can come into us if we make our life like that. We are in a position at the moment full of fitna. There's so much of fitna around, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about the cell phone because I'm telling you what's going around is shocking. It's gone so wild that people are misbehaving with it. There's no more respect for mother, father, no one. Husband, wife, no respect at all. If we don't get together and put ourselves right, And remember, the madrasa cannot do anything. The only house that can do everything is your own home. Each one in own family must try to put themselves right. Don't expect others to put right. Do not blame others for your wrongs. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala must protect us from all the fitnas of this world and get the closer to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhu da'u alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatika. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الاخره اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارض عنا وادخلنا الجنه ونجنا من النار واصلح لنا كل شيء ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسينا واخطانا ربنا تحمل علينا اصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقه لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.